Countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the NDC. Your body is an unfinished building project. Be powered by Dairy.
Almost half of Irish households are likely to buy a real Irish Christmas tree this year, with over 350,000 trees expected to be sold throughout the country in the run-up to the big day. This year, the Irish Christmas tree growers are launching the hashtag Love a Real Tree campaign to encourage people to adopt a real Irish tree as opposed to a fake plastic one. Brenda Donoghue travelled to Tralee in County Kerry to meet Christmas tree grower Paddy Sugrue. Paddy has come up with a novel way of weed control on his Christmas tree plantation.
Come on, boys. Come on. Come on, oh.
Paddy. Geese, Christmas trees, Kerry. Describe the scene we're looking out over Tralee here.
Well, we're in Farmers Bridge. We're overlooking Tralee Town with noisy geese in the background. We're looking into a field of Christmas trees. A lot of them are marked, ready for this year's market. Luckily, the geese won't be for this year's market. They'll survive Christmas.
They'll do a dusting on it.
They'll be lucky, yeah. They're the ones that are going to survive. So we're in a field here of a mixture of noble fir and Nordman fir, which would be the two commonest varieties of trees in Ireland. These trees we're looking at now, they were planted in about 2007. So the most of them will be cut, a lot of them will be cut this year. There was some few taken out of it last year. Again, we'll be...
They're flying, sorry.
You're right. They're reasonably harmless.
Are you sure?
I'm sure. I've survived so far anyway. But the geese are here basically to work for me. They are now my weed control system for the Christmas trees.
Can you explain, please?
Geese are grazers and they'll eat all the grass between the trees. So it works out very well. They also then fertilise the trees, so hopefully we'll be able to reduce the amount of fertiliser we use next year.
And where did you come to this idea?
Well, some growers use Shropshire sheep in between their Christmas trees, but I didn't like the idea of sheep, so I just thought geese would be a good idea. And about 20 years ago, Dad reared geese for Christmas, so they had been around the farm before, so I just thought we'd try them. And it's more an experiment at the moment, but it's working well. I got them in August, and I basically trialled 1 acre of trees.
Yeah.
So it worked fantastically in 1 acre of trees, so I fenced the rest of the trees in then, so they keep out the fox. And they've been down in the main plantation with about a month now, and it's working out quite well.
How do you know?
Well, the fields they've been in so far look very well. They look very clean, and the trees are doing quite well inside there, and they're doing no damage, which is the important part of it.
This is an awful idea, because I haven't heard of this in Ireland before.
Well, I haven't heard of it either, to be honest with you now. Like I said, it's an absolute experiment, but I feel it will work. They're a hardy enough animal. They don't really even need to be indoors at all. I think they'll work away happily out in the trees. They love the shade, and I'm hoping I'll breed them now come the new year.
Is there any drawback with these geese?
I suppose their one weakness is that they're susceptible to predators, and the mink and the fox can get them. I've lost one already to the mink. I've had to put up about 1.5 miles of fencing all around the plantation to stop the fox coming in by day. Now, I still put them in by night. I wouldn't trust it 100%. But, you know, it's become very good for me to have something to do morning and evening. It's got me into a very good routine. But that is their one weakness, I suppose, that the fox could come in and wipe you out.
How many have you got?
I've only got 10.
Yeah.
I'm hoping to work up to at least about 30. I'm trying to figure out exactly how many I need, but I'm hoping to work up, I think, about 30 be the right number.
I know you're a bookkeeper, is that right, by day?
That's right. Yeah. The first 11 years of my life was spent doing accounts in different places. Mm. I always loved the outdoors and working outdoors. And we always did a small bit of farming here with cattle and stuff. So I decided to go landscaping for a while. And at the same time, we were growing Christmas trees. When Dad retired from Lieber in Killarney, he decided to start growing Christmas trees. We soon realised that we had to retail them directly ourselves. Trying to sell them to gardens and stuff wasn't the way to go. So we started retailing trees. And as soon as we started retailing, we realised we had to grow our own to have them fresh, to have them right. So that's how we got growing.
And do you love it? Like, what do you love about it?
I think to grow a good Christmas, you have to be passionate about it. Because Samantha will tell you there, my wife, going to a big field of Christmas trees with a secateurs and maybe a full 2 weeks inside in the one place doing the one job, you need patience and you need to love it. But I love to get my two dogs, my flask of coffee and go away in the morning with the radio, peace and quiet for the whole day. And no stresses, no strain, complete switch off job. And that's what I love about it. I'm able to make a living out of 7 acres on the side of a mountain, which if I had it with cattle or sheep or anything else, I wouldn't. It's as simple as that. And it's a living I absolutely love doing. So when you can enjoy your job, now there's a bad morning in December when you have to go down your knees under a tree with a chainsaw, you say, geez, you know, there must be knees of making a few pounds. But then you get a summer's morning, like I said, you can go way down the fields you say, yeah, this is it, this is good.
Now, this is your busy time of year. Can you tell me how busy you're going to be from now until December the 24th, I'd say?
That's correct, yeah. Basically, it's about 100 hours a week from here out. From once we open, which is about the 26th of November, which we open our retail outlet, we do 11 hours a day inside there. There's normally an hour and a half in the morning, cutting trees and getting them ready for the day.
How much is a tree? A good tree?
Good tree is about €50. We'd start at a 6 foot tree, about €40, and they go to about €70 for 10, 12 foot trees. Now their carry price, the Dublin price would probably be higher than that.
And Paul, do you're a member of the Irish Christmas Tree Growers Association?
That's right, yeah. We go to field days, which is where I have learned most of what I know about Christmas trees. We go to field days all over the country and you meet other growers and you explain your problems and they tell you about their problems and we learn an awful lot from each other. Again, they are also trying then to... They have a Love the Real Tree campaign, which is basically trying to market the real tree in Ireland. And we have a labelling system, which should go on all Christmas Tree Growers Association members' trees going out, with how to maintain a tree, how to look after a tree properly. And again, the label that you know you're buying a real Irish tree.
I'm just looking at the geese here, Paddy. Are they self-sufficient, really? There's nothing you want me to do, no little job or anything.
The only job I do with them is let them out every morning and put them in every evening to keep them safe.
Yeah.
And I throw them a bit of waste from the house just to make sure they come home so I don't have to go down the field looking for them. They're trained now to come home, which is great.
Do you have names for them or anything? No,
not yet. No, the collective is Come On Boys. Whether they're boys or girls, I don't really know. There's definitely some girls in them.
The geese you have here, are they a family?
They are, yeah. Okay. There's actually a goose and a gander and 8 young from this year. Again, it's hard to tell them apart once they get mature.
Oh, no, he's going to fly, sorry.
He's all right. Actually, They can fly and they just don't realise it. They never fly, even though they all could fly if they had to.
Yeah.
But they don't actually realise they can fly, which is great. If you separated them out now in two different fields, they could join each other by flying. But they don't generally realise they can fly.
And you don't want them to know.
No, I don't want them to know. Like that, keeps them quiet.
All the show crews here, thank you very much for chatting to me on Countrywide. I'm happy to be on this side of the fence, Paddy.
Well, you're welcome, Brenda, and it was lovely having you here. And I think, like that, the geese are probably happy that we're this side of the fence as well. They're more relaxed when they're on their own.
That's Paddy Sugru in Tralee there, possibly the happiest farmer in Kerry at this point in time, with his geese and, of course, Brenda Donoghue.